she has to be there. And now me, you know, it's like I was only 18 years old, and I really had no idea. You know, I know my mom gave birth to my brother and to my sister, but I was not involved in it at all. You know, I did not know what women goes through, you know. And here, you know, the hospital asked me, the civic hospital asked me, say, you have to come and do your translation. So, of course, to me, that was also like kind of a learning thing, you know, and also shock, you know, and stuff. So that was like I would say a really great experience of my life being as an interpreter here in Canada. So I helped them on that level as well. And then I helped them whenever they were having a doctor appointments. And, you know, I went with them. And sometimes, you know, all of them have my phone numbers. So if they get in trouble and their husband are at work or not allowed to come right away, they call on me. And if I have time and I'm not doing, sometimes, you know, to be honest, I even left my lectures. Because to me, it's really, really important because I care for women's rights and that's my passion. And if I see a woman that needs my help, I will always step in. And 2-3 times I missed my lecture because my friends were in trouble, and I took them to hospital, or, you know, their kids were sick and stuff. So that was really really, really great for me, and I felt great too, you know, to be able to help. And as I said, I'm helped in my life by a lot of people, and it feels so good on a personal level when I'm helping someone else, because I feel like I'm giving back to society. And I also teach them, I'm also teaching them English, because they haven't been to school at all. They can't even read and write in their own native languages, Pashto and Dari. And then here they have to right away, you know, start learning a new language. So that's also like really, really great, you know, especially the way they pronounce things and, you know, make fun out of it. And, you know, they're really kind of ambitious women. And it's like they're willing, you know, they're learning English because they want to take their, they want to obtain their Canadian citizenship. Some of them say, oh, we are learning English because we want to become a doctors, we want to become a teachers. And when I see that that enthusiasm, you know, sometimes I feel bad for them too, because to me, I say, I wish this opportunity was given to them when they were young in Afghanistan. You know, these women are not really, really old at all. They are 20 years old, you know, 25 years old, you know, very, very young women. But unfortunately, you know, their rights were oppressed. Their rights were taken. They were not allowed to get an education. So that's why they're not educated. And and here they have the right, you know, and they're doing their best to learn the language, even though they have kids, they have to do the house chores, but still they're doing their best, and they're very, really talented women, you know. It's like recently they took admission at school, because I have now a lot of classes and plus job, and I told them, I said, sometimes I will be able to tutor you and to teach you on Skype and come to your houses, but sometimes I can't because I have my school and my work. So it's better for you guys to go and take admission. And they did listen to me, and which I really admire, you know. Most of the time people don't listen to me.
Well, you know what? You're very easy to listen to, because the advice that you provide and the work that you do is very admirable. And certainly the amount of effort that you put into helping those in the community deserves a lot of recognition. And I can say that, Maryam, you are definitely someone who deeply cares about helping people, and I can see that you're very passionate about women's rights and about, you know, helping those whose rights have been oppressed. And you focus on how women's rights can be improved as time progresses. And I can see the passion in your eyes as you speak about these women that you help and that you encounter with, and the fact that you're helping these women with English, with obtaining an education, with providing support and advice, while also a full-time student, a full-time university student at Carleton University, along with other work that you do. Certainly, I wouldn't be surprised if one day you are the president of Afghanistan. And I have to say that you have also been involved with the Citizenship and Immigration Canada, where you've helped the Citizenship and Immigration Canada, which is the government, with language barriers between you immigrants and the government workers. You use your knowledge of Pashto, Dari, Urdu, Hindi, and English to help the Citizenship and Immigration Canada with various barriers. What would you say you have learned as a result of this experience? You obviously have extensive experience working with the government and helping the government. So what are a few things that you have learned that have made a huge impact?
To be honest, you know, I really had no knowledge about the Canadian immigration system, how it works at all. So on that part, I have learned a lot of things, that how the immigration system works here. And but when it comes to Afghanistan, you know, I do know a lot about my country. And but here in Canada, I have work experiences with the Citizenship Immigration with the Citizenship Office here, and plus some other organization, governmental organization that I worked for. But I still need to learn a lot, even though all of my electives that I'm taking at university right now is focused on the Canadian politics, because I see Canada as my home country. And for me to be a good and responsible citizen for Canada, I need to know, first of all, what Canada is about, how the system works here, you know, and how can I contribute to that system to make it a better place, to make it a better system for Canadians and for those, you know, who see Canada as a future for themselves, like me, because my future is definitely made here. And this country really, really contributed to my future, and whoever I will be in the future, and where I get in the future, this country has a bigger role in shaping my views about the world. It's Canada that's shaping my views. It's my Canadian network with whom I interact every day, with whom I work, if that's a governmental organization, if that's non-governmental organization, if it's my friends, if it's my professors, if it's my university, that's shaping my views on the world, and that's helping me to make me a better person. So my experiences with the Canadian governmental organization, I like a lot of their policies, you know, and a lot of rules and regulation, how you put in your organization. And we don't have that in Afghanistan at all, especially like with immigrants. Let me give you the example of the birth certificates. In Afghanistan, nobody has birth certificates, you know. So every time they try to make birth certificates, they would say, 1st of January, you know. It's like most of the Afghans will have that as 1st of January as their birthday. But that's also something to do our system being destroyed by war, by conflict, you know, and it will take a time to bring back that system into the country where everyone knows when they are born, where everyone knows, you know, what are the requirements and what are the documents that they will need to have in order to get to somewhere outside of the country or inside of the country. So that document system, and especially it's very, very complicated, I would say, or difficult in the Canadian immigration system. You need to have a document. You need to have a piece of paper for everything. If you don't have that, there's, I think, a very, very little chances that you will get your documents or get what you want. But still, there is a way that they can work, but it's very, very, it's a headache, you know. So that's, you know, really kind of, I find the system really, really amazing, that how it's it's a very strong system, you know, and I would like to see that in my country, and would like to make it the same system, you know. So whenever we have to deal with You know, who knows? Maybe in the future, we, Afghanistan will be the country who will be receiving a lot of refugees and immigrants. You know, it's like, I want to see Afghanistan like that country. We will be able to help other refugees, immigrants who are in a difficult position. And for that, we need a strong system in place. So I'm still learning a lot from working, from my working experiences, and it's particularly going to university and have taken a couple of courses on Canadian political institutions, which I loved it. You know, it's like I really admired Canada in terms of their institution, that they are very, very strong, and I would like to see those kind of institution in my country one day.
Absolutely. And Mariam, as a student at Carleton University, you are currently studying international relations. Please discuss the significance of the relationship between Canada and Afghanistan. I know you mentioned that you'd hope for Afghanistan to have a similar system in terms of dealing with legal documentation and government documentation in order to make the process easier. I think that if Canada and Afghanistan work closely together, that the future of Afghanistan is certainly bright as a result of having relationships with various countries. But Afghanistan on its own, and you mentioned this earlier, is very rich in natural resources and has certain things that Afghanistan can provide in terms of strengthening one's economy that other countries don't have. So I think there is a huge value to understanding the strength and the power of Afghanistan in building one's economy and in increasing one's economy. But at the same time, I think that as time progresses, Afghanistan will have a bright future, and there will be changes that will be made. And looking at people such as yourself, who is someone that is a very strong female and a very passionate female, I think that the rights of women will increase as more women have a voice and as more women become educated and speak about Afghanistan and the importance of the laws being more equal between men and women. I think that's very powerful, is talking about these inequalities and talking about what laws need to be changed, what needs to be done in order to improve the security of the nation, what needs to be done in order to improve institutions, in order for certain institutions to be free of corruption. The fact that you're talking about all of these things that you would want to improve and these various factors that you see that would be changed as a result of perhaps you becoming more involved in politics and potentially becoming a president of Afghanistan, I think that's very powerful. So what I wanted you to answer is, how should the relationship between Canada and Afghanistan continue to be strengthened? Because obviously there are, Canada and Afghanistan have a good relationship, but certainly with any relationship, there can be certain things that Canada does more in order to work closely with Afghanistan as time progresses.
Well, first of all, I would like to say that Canada has done a lot when it comes to Afghanistan, and we as an Afghans are extremely grateful and for that generous support and contribution that they have made in Afghanistan, in terms of their people or their treasure. It truly had made difference in our lives, and it will continue to do so. So in terms of building this relationship even stronger, I would suggest that Canada can do a lot more in terms of education, helping Afghanistan in terms of education, health, and human rights issues. Economic is something that I think that would that can happen in the future. As you highlighted in your question, that Afghanistan is a very resourceful countries, and we have a lot of resources in terms of minings, and Canada has some good companies that they can go in the future there and invest, you know, and can work in Afghanistan.